A reading from the Book of Wisdom. That night had been foretold to our ancestors, so that once they saw what kind of oath they had put their trust in, they would joyfully take courage. This was the expectation of your people, the saving of the virtuous and the ruin of their enemies. For by the same act with which you took vengeance on our foes, you made us glorious by calling us to you. The devout children of worthy men offered sacrifice in secret, and this divine pact they struck with one accord, that the saints would share the same blessings and dangers alike. And forthwith they had begun to chant this hymn of their fathers, the word of the Lord.
Happy are the people the Lord has chosen as his own. Happy are the people the Lord has chosen as his own. Ring out your joy to the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. They are happy whose God is the Lord, the people who are chosen as his own. Happy are the people the Lord has chosen as his own. The Lord looks on those who souls from death, to keep them alive in famine. Happy are the people the Lord has chosen as his own. Our soul is waiting for the Lord. The Lord is our help and our shield. Be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you. Happy are the people the Lord has chosen as his own.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Abraham looked forward to a city founded, designed and built by God. Only faith can guarantee the blessings that we hope for, or prove the existence of the realities that at present remain unseen. It was for the faith that our ancestors were commended. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed the call to set out for a country that was the inheritance given to him and his descendants, and that he set out without knowing where he was going. By faith, he arrived as a foreigner in the promised land and lived there as if in a strange country with Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. They lived there in tents, while he looked forward to a city founded, designed and built by God. It was equally by faith that Sarah, in spite of being past the age, was made able to conceive, because she believed that he who had made the promise would be faithful to it. Because of this, there came from one man, and one who was already as good as dead himself, more descendants that could be counted, as many as the stars of heaven or the grains of sand on the seashore. All these died in faith before receiving any of the things that had been promised. But they saw them in the far distance and welcomed them, recognizing that they were only strangers and nomads on earth. People who use such terms about themselves make it quite plain that they are in search of their real homeland. They can hardly have meant the country they came from, since they had the opportunity to go back to it. But, in fact, they were longing for a better homeland, their heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, since he has founded the city for them. It was by faith that Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac. He offered to sacrifice his only son, even though the promises had been made to him, and he had been told, "It is through Isaac that your name will be carried on." He was confident that God had the power even to raise the dead, and so, figuratively speaking, he was given back Isaac from the dead. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "See that you are dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like men waiting for their master to return from the wedding feast, ready to open the door as soon as he comes from the wedding feast. Happy those servants whom the masters find awake when he comes. I tell you solemnly, he will put on an apron, sit down at table and wait on them. It may be in the second watch he comes, or the third. But happy those servants if he finds them ready. You may be quite sure of this, that if the householder had known at what hour the burglar would come, he would not have let anyone break through the walls of his house. You too must stand ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, the Gospel say about get ready, stay awake. We are in the month of Commonwealth Games. Get ready, start. So, living with the expectancy. Today's Gospel speaks about how to live with the expectation, or better to say, live with the hope. All the three readings speak about how we can live with a hope. A man fell off a cliff. Fortunately or unfortunately, he was hanging dangerously from a tree branch. All stunned, cried out, "God, help me, please help me. I'm going to die." God answered, "Have faith and I will protect you. Let go of the branch." And the man thinks for a moment, stunned, cried out, and said, "Is there anyone else up there?" So, living with the expectancy, our life is really a life of waiting. Waiting for someone, waiting for something, waiting for things to change. Most of us do or do not like waiting. When we go to the shopping center, we don't wait for a long time at the groceries, the line. Or when we call the GP, we don't want to wait for a long time. Everywhere, we do not want to have that waiting. We become impatient, even angry, waiting in our day-to-day life. But waiting in the future is more terrible. We do not know what will happen. Actually, when we came in this church, the pipe was leaking. We do not know what is going to happen this week, whether they come and repair it. Waiting in the future sometimes often brings fear, anxiety about the things that will happen. Today the gospel says, actually the reading is according to Luke. This has three parts. The first part is actually Jesus speak about the money, the one who lost his money. And the second two parts speak about the advent. Waiting is an advent. So the true waiting is expecting what we have not seen. After the Mass, we do not know what is going to happen. After many years, we do not know what is going to happen. The Psalm number 5, we have to sing every time, O Lord, in the morning I hear your voice. This is an expectation. Again, Psalm number 27 say, wait for the Lord, take courage. So waiting does not mean a laziness. Waiting means take courage. It's just like a bird flying against the wind with all its courage and power. From morning till evening, we have to take our power and fly against the wind, the current. That is expectation. God can change anything, everything within a moment. That was said in the Bible, the Dead Sea. People had no answer when they departed from Egypt to Canaan. All of a sudden, the Dead Sea was opened. Jordan, the same thing. God can change anything, because he is the God of surprise, the God of miracles. The first thing is that we are on the way. The expecting man should know, first of all, he is on his way. That's what we say, homo viator. We are walking. We are on the way. We are on the move. It is an internal call. Expectation is an internal call, or hope is an internal call. That's what in Hebrew it says, kwach. Kwach means expectation, walking. And secondly, expectation means it needs to be completed. Just to take the example of the Commonwealth game, the people on run, and whether he wants or not, he has to complete it. Therefore, he is waiting for his chance. Yesterday, the relay, the hurdles. So, the second is it need to be completed. And thirdly, we need to take our strength. We need to fly, but in the ways of the Lord, the ways what the God says. I happened to visit a house for the house blessing. It was a small house. I saw so many furnitures in the small house. I asked her, "Why do you collect all the furnitures? It's a small house." She said to me, "Father Anthony, you know, we don't live for a long time. We are moving." I said, "Where?" She said, "I don't know. But I'm sure that we will change. We will go." She does not know anything, but she has, the family has brought, because it is belief in the promises of God. We need to prepare. Expectation is a gift of God. Not all people, some people become depressed because they don't see anything in future. A Christian cannot be a depressed person because he or she has been given the gift of the Lord to look with the expectation, with the hope. It is a gift to look at the promises of God. The promises of God is within us. Each and everyone in this church, including myself and Bob, the altar service, all people, we are the promise of God with so much expectation and the hope, the gift of God. That's what the first reading said. The story of Abraham. Abraham expected and trust, and they went together. Sarah, Abraham, they went together. The one who expects is always patient. He is patient. He believes that there is a Lord who can change. And the expectation gives us self-confidence. Those who have no expectation lose their self-image, self-confidence. Because Abraham trusted without knowing further. Future. There was a famine, which is not said in the Bible today's reading. The famine brought Abraham and Sarah to go to Egypt. There will be terrible difficulties. That difficulties should take us to move together, go further. Maybe our health, wealth, energy. Abraham and Sarah knew that it must be God's plan. God kept his promises. Abraham took God at his word. So every time we need to say, "God, I am expecting in your promise." Start expecting not negativity, start expecting God's promise and the positivity. From morning, take a time to be with God. "God, I am trying to fulfill the promises what you have implanted in me." Sometimes the relationship won't function. Sometimes the medical report may not be right. But there is the God. Ask the God. It's just like a farmer waiting for the rain. It is just like our players waiting for stay awake, keeping God's promises. Amen.